answered prayers. A few days later, on January 28, I awoke shaking again. It was between 2 and 3 in the morning. I felt so overcome by the presence of the Lord that I was weak. My body was so hot that I was perspiring. It seemed as if I was dreaming, but I soon realized that this was no dream.
"I am your Lord, my daughter,"
Jesus said. Then I glanced toward the window in the direction of his majestic voice, and I saw his radiant figure standing there.
"I know you have been so hungry to serve me, but you did not know how to serve me yet. I know you do not want to be embarrassed when you come before me. I know all your thoughts, and I love your thoughts."
This message from my Savior spoke volumes to my heart. I now knew what once I had only believed, that Jesus hears and answers prayer. I had prayed that God would help me serve him so I will not be embarrassed when I stand before him. I had told him so many times how much I wanted to serve him, and I always told him that I didn't know how. It is for this reason that I always read the Bible both in English and Korean to gain the deepest possible understanding of the Word of God so I can share it with others. Serving the Lord was my deepest desire after I learned what the Lord had done for me.
"Daughter, your prayers have been answered, and you will serve me greatly. You will have much work to do for me. What you will do for me will please you. You are my faithful daughter, and that is why I'm giving this important work for you to do."
The shaking subsided, and the Lord departed from my room. My mind was drawn to his word. Now this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we have asked of him. 1 John 5, 14-15. I now know the truth of this wonderful prayer promise. It is an infallible premise of the Word of God that he does, in fact, hear us when we pray according to his will, and his will is revealed in the Bible. It is his will for us to bear lasting fruit in his name. It is his will for us to minister to others. It is his will for us to believe when we pray. It is his will for us to spend time in his presence, to wait upon him. Therefore, when I pray according to these aspects of his will, as they are revealed in his word, I know that he hears me. This is a very firm realization to me now. The visitations from the Lord have given me the growing confidence that comes from spending time with God. He was there. He is always there. I know he will never leave me or forsake me. He is my friend, my constant companion, my Lord and Master. He is my loving Savior. I now know, beyond all doubt, that God loves me and hears and answers prayer. He knows my thoughts and feelings, and he cares.